Flavors of Knowledge is a bilingual podcast focusing on gastronomic education in relation to a healthy lifestyle through food first. Our philosophy carries a moral obligation of sharing sensible knowledge to generate social awareness. Podcasts are in English with an accent and Italian.
Welcome back, friends. I'm Chef Walton. In this episode, I would like to share some thoughts about gelato, the quintessential delicacy that is enjoyed everywhere, focusing also on the difference with its counterpart, the ice cream. I think pretty much everyone is aware that gelato was invented in Sicily. Some may question the fact that in China some evidences were discovered about something similar made with rice, milk and spices, left in the snow to solidify. But that particular process is very different, technically speaking, to gelato. The word gelato means literally frozen, and certainly not made with rice. What we do know for fact is that Sicily, near the volcano Etna, which is near the city of Catania and the eastern portion of the island, snowmen called the Nevaroli, or people who work with the snow, would climb the slopes of the volcano to collect the snow and store it in trenches lined with salt and straws, eventually to be sold to fishmongers and wealthy inhabitants of the area. Butchers were the biggest users of the frozen snow, used to preserve, of course, their meats and fruit juices. Eventually, these snow seekers moved to other mountains in the island, such as the Madonie and the Nebrodi chains, seeking new prosperous locations to continue this very fruitful business. The habit of mixing fruit juices and ice was discovered. The practice was not new, as the Moors had already offered some sort of ice and fruit nectars combination during their occupation of Sicily in the 9th century. In addition, the Saracens introduced Sicilians to the lemon variety called Verdello. The juice of this particular flavorful citrus gave birth to what we define today, lemon granita, eventually exported to France under the label of sherbet. Today you will find numerous granita throughout Sicily. If you are in the Messina area, you will find a coffee granita with a huge dollop of cream on top. Over Siracusa, you will find the almond granita, which is made from grounded almonds and almond milk. And if you travel inland near the Valley of the Temple, near the city of Agrigento, the strawberry granita is your choice. Needless to say that flavors have developed and continue to this day. On a recent visit, I personally sampled a granita made with licorice in the city of Ragusa, black in color, with an undertone of saffron, and it was unusually delicious. But let's get back to gelato for a while. A breakthrough in the history of gelato took place in Florence in the 16th century. Caterina de' Medici was so in love with the fruits, sugar, and ice dessert made by a man named Ruggeri, kind of a part-time baker that raised chickens for the court in his spare time. The queen was so impressed by his talent and dedication that she brought him along with her to France so that he could prepare the desserts for the guest during her wedding to the Duke of Orleans. Others claim that the first gelato was made by Bernardo Buontalenti, a man of many talents, such as architecture and theater stage designer among the several talents that he portrayed. He prepared ice cream made with milk, egg yolk, sweet wine, lemon, orange and honey, and served it to Charles V, the King of Spain. To these two possible versions, we will add another, that is, however, undisputable. The story goes that a Sicilian man emigrated to Paris in the middle of the 1600s. He left his hometown of Palermo, where he had already been making some types of gelato, and had created his own rudimentary machine. Once perfected the technical procedure, he felt that it was time to share it with Europe. At the time, Paris was the epicenter of the cultural grandness in society, and chose the French capital as his first destination. His name was Francesco Procopio dei Coltelli, and he is credited with opening the first homonymous gelato shop in France, Café de Procope. In short time, the shop became the center of artists, politicians, poets, and luminaries of the French aristocracy. Notables such as Robespierre, Voltaire, Balzac, and Victor Hugo were regulars at a café. But while France was enjoying the gelato fever at Café Procope, in Sicily a new product appeared on the scene, and it was the brioche bread. Originally created in Naples by French chefs working at the high courts of the Neapolitan elites, this lovely risen bread, made with eggs, flour, leavening and flavors, spilled over to the Sicilian island. From this culinary intrusion, the Sicilians began stuffing the freshly made warm brioche with gelato, forming a sandwich of some kind. Wrapped in thick yellow paper, sugar-craving citizens consumed brioche and gelato while walking, making this the perfect street food and a socially shared behavior. Eventually, the gelato and brioche was accompanied by fresh whipped cream and chocolate and other suggestive options, such as the exquisite Brante pistachio, native to Sicily. Let's talk about the difference between ice cream and Italian gelato from a technical standpoint, however. Number one on the list is the creaminess. Gelato is creamier, smoother and silkier, as well as denser and more elastic and fluid than American ice cream. Number two are the ingredients. While both gelato and ice cream contain cream, milk and sugar, authentic gelato uses more milk and less cream than ice cream, and generally doesn't use egg yolks, which are a common ingredient in ice cream. Number three on the list is butterfat, air and flavor. Ice cream contains at least 10% butterfat, usually between 14 and 25%. Meanwhile, Italian gelato includes only about 4 to 9% fat. Yet, gelato also contains less air than American ice cream, which of course makes it denser, fluid, and creamy. And having less butterfat to coat your palate allows the flavor to emerge much more and lingers there for a while. Then we have the temperature, which is, of course, another flavor enhancer. Italian gelato is served about 10 to 15 degrees warmer than American ice cream, at about 7 to 12 degrees Fahrenheit, so your mouth is less numb and better able to taste the butterfat content. Lastly is the serving style. Authentic Italian gelato, it isn't scooped, it's served with a spade, once again confirming the lightness of the texture. Well, I hope I was able to clear some confusion about the two versions, and after all, it's really a matter of preference. If you happen to be in Sicily in September, you may visit the romantic town of Cefalù, about 40 minutes east of Palermo, and maybe you would like to attend the International Sherbet Gelato Festival. During this event, hundreds of stands line the streets and sell gelato at very modest prices, with every possible flavors you can imagine. The festival lasts 5 days, but I doubt very much you'll be able to maintain the marathon. And so this is my story about gelato revisited. Feel free to send us your feedback and topic suggestions or questions you may have. Subscribe to Flavors and Knowledge on your preferred podcast platform. And if you have a chance, follow us at our YouTube channel and the Chef Walter's Cooking School.
Flavors and Knowledge is brought to you by Chef Walsh's Cooking School in Cranston, Rhode Island. For classes, workshops, events, and programs, please visit our website at chefwalscherscookingschool.com. For all other services offered by Chef Walsh's Food Group, check out our main website, chefwalsh.com.